This new sport.
One burning issue.
Over 3 hours.
This is the Big Breakfast Broadcast
on Cape Talk.
I think it's important to understand that it's not just about accepting what other people believe. To me, it's about protecting my children. I cannot and will not allow this type of idea to be put onto my children, to be enforced by some ideology. It's not what I believe, and I will not allow it.
What won't you allow, sir? I mean, I wanna understand this, because your perspective as a person resistant to accepting living, breathing, life-enjoying human beings is just as important as any other. So what won't you allow? What is enforced? Nothing is enforced. We are opening space for other human beings to feel as free as you do and as your children do to enjoy their lives. But let me walk the path with you, if you don't mind, seeing as you feel as though something is being enforced and you're calling it this thing, this ideology. I am a cisgender, heterosexual woman who goes by she, her. Meaning, biologically, I am a woman. Meaning, my sexual preference and orientation is one that is of the ideology that you're familiar and comfortable with, which is that I'm attracted to men. And meaning that I fit the gender construct that is comfortable for your ideology. Make no mistake, some ideology is being imposed on your children every day. Every day. And it has happened to me since I was a child. Every Disney show, every Disney fairy tale is the imposition of the ideology of the gender construct of a weak woman who is saved by a strong man and that she then devotes her life to, as if she had nothing better to do when he woke her up from Sleeping Beauty, when he rescued her from Rapunzel's castle, when he saved her from the damn seven dwarves. She had nothing better to do with her life but marry this man and devote her life to him. Some guy who's apparently a prince. Prince of what? Sorry. That's an ideology. That Mickey Mouse had Minnie. That Donald Duck had Daisy. That's an ideology, sir. Now, pray you don't have a daughter. I don't know if you do. But as you sit there with a very calm but very judgmental voice and saying, I refuse, I will not have this ideology imposed on my children. Are you comfortable with the one that already is? Have you watched hentai? Have you watched manga films? Ha 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 ha! You think it's just a Popeye? You think? And I can tell you that Disney movie is reflected in porn. So from 6 years old to 16 years old, violent porn. Violent pornography is a different expression of the same ideology as Disney, by the way. Whether it's running trains, gangbangs, violent, underage, it's all the same ideology as Disney is telling you, is that you are an object, young lady. You will take our compliments and then you will deliver to us for life. Now, sir, this ideology that we're talking about today is about people who want to self-express. People who would like to define for themselves an ideology that is about who I am, regardless of what you tell me you will not allow. I'm so sorry for your children. I hope that they feel safe enough in your presence to tell you that, Pops, that doesn't work for me, actually. Thanks a lot. There's nothing you're protecting me from. I know what I love, or I know who I am. And I hope for the next hour, 2 hours and 15 minutes, you'll open your ears and your heart to the continuing conversation that we're going to have. And we are going to have it. About the LGBTQI community. And that's today's Big Breakfast broadcast. Specifically, it is here for people like yourself, Sue. So ask questions. We're happy to give them. Let's go. 6:44. Wanderlust Wednesday. Where are the safe places for gay and lesbian and queer people to travel?
The Big Breakfast broadcast.
Serving up another burning issue.
Only on Cape Talk.